Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, keep it moving is where we cover all the trending stories. We put 2 minutes on the clock, and then we just read headlines, and then from there, Kenny either tells me keep it moving or tell me more just based off the headline. I got the clock rolling right now. If you ever wanted to smell like a mall pretzel, you're in luck.
Oh my gosh. Annie Ann's vibes, yes.
It's the best smell. They literally smell like the mall. Annie Ann's is bottling up their aroma for a signature mall pretzel fragrance. And it's going to be the first of its kind. It'll be available starting on their website Wednesday.
Okay, I actually don't hate this idea at all. One of my favorite perfume brands, Sol de Janeiro, they have a perfume that smells like popcorn, like buttered popcorn, and it actually isn't bad. So I think the hot pretzel might be the next move.
Nothing sexier than smelling like a movie theater in the mall.
Yeah.
Something's bugging you. Try this.
What is a way to calm down? Yes.
Write a note about it and then rip it to pieces. I guess they say you instantly, according to Japanese scientists, will feel happier. It takes taking those negative emotions, putting them down on paper, and then ripping them to pieces is literally physically getting rid of the negativity.
I think I'd prefer to light it on fire.
All right.
No.
That seems a little bit more psychotic.
Just saying.
Okay.
Try this. It'll stop your divorce.
Not married. Keep moving.
Okay. Scientists have developed bandages that heal wounds 30% faster.
What? Is there medicine in them?
Yeah.
I need this for my ulcer. Yeah. Miss Ulcer with, I forgot. I'm sorry. Yes, take it for AB.
AB got an ulcer in her finger, had to go to the emergency room, was wrapped up. We went to a work convention, embarrassed all of us. There's this new bandage that heals wounds 30% faster. It's called the water-powered electric field. They say that it's going to be really inexpensive, and when you wrap it, it's going to shoot electrical healing things, but it's not electric. They said it's just a different way of wrapping sores, and it's going to heal your wounds a lot faster.
Electric field band-aid, if you're listening to this right now, maybe take out the electric thing, because if I have a wound, electricity pulsing scares me, so I don't know. Maybe they need to change the name.
Good marketing technique.
Just saying.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
We are commercial-free on the Brett Maga Show. One of the coolest acts to see live because they can just jam out, throw a party on stage. They're jumping around. It's the perfect Friday night is Imagine Dragons. Bella, you got any plans on a Friday night? Bella from the helicopter.
Yeah, I was going to say, flying a plane.
I guess I'm going to Imagine Dragons.
Yeah, you are.
Woo-hoo! Bella. Yeah,
congratulations, Friday night Hollywood Casino Amphitheater. We got your Imagine Dragon tickets. You're going to be rocking out, Bella. Get ready, okay?
Awesome. I'm excited. Thank you.
All right. Same time tomorrow, we get hooked up with those Imagine Dragon tickets. Let's find out what's the biggest and trending and the most viral stories.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
If it's trending, if it's going viral, we'll talk about it right now. We put 2 minutes on the clock. I read through headlines, and Hannah treats it like it's all of us doom scrolling. She says, keep it moving. Scroll on by. Or also say, tell me more. These are the lies that men tell women.
Tell me lies, tell me sweet little lies.
All right, when it comes to lying, men do it very, very often. First off, do you want to know how many often guys lie to you?
How much?
3 times a day, which amounts to 1,092 lies a year.
Do you guys do this? Is this true?
Never.
Lie one.
Some of the most common ones that they like to tell, these are the top 10 lies. Let's bounce around here. Number 10. It's just what I've always wanted. I've always wanted that, honey. Whatever you want. Number 6. I'm stuck in traffic. Kind of goes hand in hand with number 5. I'm on my way. Neither of are true. We're just we're late. I had no signal. There was no...
That's a stupid one.
Kevin tells it loud. I don't get Zoom at my house. Can't get into the Zoom meeting. Yep, there it is.
How can you not only get one app? Kevin, I'm disappointed
Wi-Fi
in you.
Wi-Fi doesn't work in Grafton.
You can't get there from here.
He's on his way. 2, nothing's wrong. I'm fine. We're also
well, that's considered a full-on lie, then.
That's also the number one woman lie women tell, man.
Yeah.
And then number 1, I didn't have that much to drink. And then played the video that Kevin was doing the whiskey shot.
Yeah, that's a really bad thing to lie about. Hey. For multiple reasons.
Stupid criminal. A man got sentenced to 558 days in jail for telling the judge to...
That he probably didn't have that many things to drink.
No, he said, kiss my butt.
Oh.
Yeah, so he was in court for a minor trespassing charge, and he was hit with 558 days of contempt of court because he started cursing out the judge. He said, kiss my butt, and then followed a bunch of F-bombs, and the judge said, I'm going to add 93 days every single time you drop an F-bomb. And the guy just stopped going off, and the judge just kept adding them, and now he got 558 days in jail. Just because he was swearing. That's a year and a half in jail for swearing.
Someone needs to calculate how many beeps were in his thing to have like 500 days sentence.
Man.
Yeah, like he was literally like worse than a swear jar.
Potty mouth Pete. Yeah. Got you in the pen.
Better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.